could you tell me your name and how you're involved with the project?
My name's Fred Fithian. I've been sort of the music leader of the Crossings Project since its inception in 2009. Back in September 2009, I started volunteering with the project, and by January 2010, they'd found some funding, and I was then paid as a music leader, really, so facilitating songwriting workshops, leading exercises. Back then, Crossings was quite different from what it is now. I mean, I was the only member of staff, and it was just really one open songwriting group / band. The Crossings band and the Crossings project were in essence the same thing, but over the years, it's the Crossings band has become more professional, as it were, and is able to do more kind of high end gigs. And the Crossings project is able to offer more opportunities for people who aren't at a professional music standard. So they've both kind of evolved into more, well, things that are able to do what they say better, you know. So the Crossings band can do good tight performances, and the Crossings project offers now, you know, instrumental guitar, keyboard, trumpet, fiddle, songwriting, samba drumming, all these sort of lessons or workshops, and my role nowadays is to run the songwriting workshops on a Monday night, also to lead the drumming group called Crossings Unorthodox Beat Ensemble, because we're not a samba group and we're not an African drumming group, we're just a drumming group, and I'm also the musical director of the Crossings band.
That's great. In terms of the project, can you tell me who the key people that you're working with and what benefits that the project might have on their lives? Mm.
So the Crossings project was set up to work with asylum seekers and refugees, essentially. I should have put my phone off. The idea is to create a welcoming space, like a sense of family for people who've been displaced and often have left families at home elsewhere, you know. So it's a place where people can come together, and it is not restricted to refugees and asylum seekers. Immigrants, local musicians, everybody is welcome at Crossings, and we just come together to make music and enjoy each other's company. So for me personally, the most important thing is the health and well-being of the participants. Obviously output is great. I mean this current project's been really nice to work on a good solid piece that is had so much interest, you know. But actually for me, the health and well-being of the people who come to the project is the most important thing. So there's no pressure from my end to make people perform or anything. It's just to give people a chance to enjoy themselves. So if they don't want to do any music, that's fine. They can just, you know, make a cup of tea and sit and be around people. All that is totally fine and acceptable. But obviously, if there's people who want to push themselves, learn a bit more about music, have more opportunities, we are in a position to offer them that. So we can buy instruments for people, get them tuition from like master classes with proper job people, you know, get them recording studio time, you know, opportunities to perform. So for those who want to, there's a fair bit of progression routes, you know, but at its base level, for me personally, Crossings is about making sure everyone has a nice time and feels like they have somewhere to go, where they're welcome and they're part of a community, and, you know, to help with integration and also to combat alienation. Essentially, those are, you know, we make sure everyone's trying to talk in English. I often run a little conversation bit before we do songwriting, so everyone has a chance to speak in English, you know, and it's all to do with helping them integrate into the community, but not assimilate into the community, if you understand the difference, being that we value multiculturalism, so we want people to come to the community, come to England, wherever, and but maintain who they are as a cultural person, you know, so they're not shedding themselves of all their previous identity and becoming English citizens. That's not, you know, great if people can get its citizenship, but what we want to value is the things that they'll bring to this community, rather than making them adopt what this community values and leaving everything from their previous culture behind, you know. So this is why I talk about integration. It's about integrating cultures rather than assimilating to British culture.
Yeah. And terms of the project that you're working on today, you've written a song called 100 Million Stars. Could you tell me a little bit about what that symbolises and how that came about?
Well, we were commissioned to write a song by the Community Foundation, and that was about celebrating the fact that they had raised £100 million in grants for community members, as it were. They've raised £100 million in grants. And so we wanted to write a song to celebrate that and link in with that. But obviously, when we write songs in the group, it's about drawing out what they want to say, what the participants want to say, rather than saying this is what we're singing about. So we kind of had a discussion about what was the angle we wanted to take. And actually, one of the most universal things that we can all relate to is the stars. All cultures have myths and stories associated with the stars, because it's the thing that we have all been able to see since before light pollution, before fire even, the stars were there. And so all cultures have mythology and stories surrounding the stars. So that was a nice link. £100 million raised, 100 million stars, and 100 million stories. So this links into the idea that all the money raised is a story in itself. Like, every individual who's received a grant has their story to tell, you know, much in the way that each star has a story to tell. If you look throughout culture, throughout history, people have stories attached to stars. Whether the star has done something or not, people have related their personal stories to those stars. So there's a nice link there between the stories created by raising so much money for individuals and organisations, and what they can achieve through that, and then obviously the stories that we all share through looking at the stars and through shared mythology and stuff.